I've always told my praise team that the way that they go is the way that this church will continue to go, and it's very, very true. Enter into worship, which is going to be the next series that we talk about praise and worship, about what it means and what we need to do, because there's some things that we need to change within ourselves about praise and worship, that it's not just entertainment of these guys giving us that, but it's you getting before a holy God. And I'm telling you, God will meet you in that place. 9 times out of 10, that if you need an answer to prayer, he will meet you in worship is where he'll meet you at. Amen. I want you to put your finger at Exodus 16. Exodus 16, do not start reading it or I'll call you out. Stick a finger at Exodus 16, and we are on week 3 of the Lord's Prayer here. If you're new here this morning, we're in week 3 of the Lord's Prayer. And if you've missed one of these series of sermons, I tell you to just sit it right there, Frank. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, right there, that's good. I challenge you to go and to look. Wes has got the one up from last week. It's up if you haven't heard it. But I told you during spiritual warfare, it's very crucial that you're here. Very crucial that you're here, because if you miss something, if you miss a series, you're going to be lost. Amen? All right, so if you've missed one, then go to the website, watch it, so you can get caught up before we get into next week. Amen? All right, Troy, put up the Lord's Prayer right quick. Put up the Lord's Prayer. This is in the King James Version. And Jesus tells his disciples right here, just hold your finger at Exodus 16. Okay? Everybody's going, well, just hold it right there. Amen? After this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, that's hard for me to say, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, today we're going to be talking about a verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. And this verse is very important. Listen to me, church. All eyes on me. Listen to me. It's very important to be able to understand the foundation of what Jesus was telling us to pray for right here. Because this verse is talking about two different things. So there are two points. Two points. I had 8 points Wednesday. There's only 2 points this morning that we're going to talk about this morning. And the very first one is this. God wants us to ask for our earthly needs. Say it one more time. Amen. 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 It's not wrong. Listen to me, church. It's not wrong for us to pray for a job that will be a blessing to you and your family and also to be a blessing to others. Now, listen to me this. It's not also wrong for you to pray for a vehicle that doesn't break down every week. Amen? It's not wrong to do that. God wants us to do those things. Listen to me, church. If it's not wrong for us to pray for our earthly and our natural needs that are in our life. It is not wrong for that. For as long as we have been told, for so long we have been told that it is selfish of us to ask for our personal needs in our life. How many of you heard it's selfish for you to do that? It's not selfish for you to do that. Listen to me. It didn't say wants here. Needs is what it is. I said need, not wants, because that's a whole different ballgame. What you want and what you need is two different things. It's not selfish to ask for those things. And the reason that we know that it's not selfish is because when the disciples asked the Lord, Lord, teach us to pray, Jesus said, this then is how you should pray. He says, I want you to ask your heavenly Father for your daily bread. Daily bread. And notice it says, give us today our daily bread. And the reason why is because God, listen to me, is a giver. God is a giver. He likes to provide for his children. When God revealed himself, listen to me, revealed himself in the Old Testament and the names in the Old Testament, the very first one, you know what it was? Jehovah Jireh. What is that? The Lord who provides. The Lord who provides. So it's okay to ask for the needs that we have, because that's the way Listen to me. Jesus taught us to pray right here. Taught us to pray. God wants to provide for you and I. Okay, he said right here, he said, give us today our daily bread. And a lot of Bible theologians, a lot of Bible theologians or Bible scholars, however you want to say that, believe this right here is the Lord's Prayer is referencing to Exodus 16. When God provided daily bread for the children of Israel for what? For 40 years. And I believe it as well. That it's a cross-reference for this. So Exodus, where you got your fingers, turns to Exodus 16, verse 4. Exodus 16, I'll give you just a minute. If you don't have your Bibles or your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you've got that you look it on, then you can watch it on the board up here, on the TVs. Exodus 16, verse 4. It says this. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are going to go out each day and gather enough for that day. Okay, now notice right here. Listen to me. Notice the word day here. Gather enough for that day. And then it says, in this way, I will test them. We're going to talk about this a little bit more in a minute, that our daily needs is a way that God tests us. Are you with me? And see whether they will follow, God tells to Moses, my instructions. Verse 5 says, on the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. Listen to me, church. That's because they were not supposed to work on the seventh day, which is what? The Sabbath day, huh? God says to keep your honey in church most of the time. Amen? Amen? Nobody said not many amens on that one. Now then, listen to me. It uses the words each day, which means daily. That's what that means. And then it uses the word day. Remember in verse 11 of the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us today our daily bread. Listen to me, church. I truly believe that God set it up this way. I truly believe that God set it up this way because he wanted his children, he wanted you and I to depend on him to provide for us every day. And by the way, if we don't learn to depend on God, listen to me, for God's supplies in our life, his provision in our life, we will look for needs to be met from some other source. You will look for that need to be met in some other source. And when we look for our needs to be met in some other source, like a person or the government, you're going to be, one, disappointed, and two, limited to what you supply, to what you get. Because listen to me, there is no limit to how much God can provide and bless to you. The government will cut you short. You're on a set budget. That's either $700 a month, or $800, or $1,000, or whatever that is. If you depend on a person, they might give it to you once or twice. And then, if you come to me once or twice, I'm going to tell you to go get a job. Amen? But with God, it's endless. With God, it's endless. And we are to look to God and God only for our needs to be met. That's what that verse says. And that's why God created it this way. And he said, our daily bread today. So we would look to him in everything and depend on him daily for everything that we have in our life. And I think God did it this way because God wants to commune, listen to me, commune with us daily. Do you know why he came in the garden with Adam and Eve? Me and Braden's talked about this before. Why God created Adam and Eve? Belly button opinion. I just think God got maybe lonely. I think he wanted to commune with somebody. And that's what the Bible says. In the cool of the evening, he would come and commune with Adam and Eve. He wants to commune with his children every day. Listen to me. And like I said Wednesday, and if you miss Wednesday, I preached on Wednesday. That's part of God's will in your life. He wants to talk to his children on a daily basis. He wants to walk with you daily in your life and simply wants a relationship with you and I. That's it. So daily bread represents that we say every day, God, we trust you for the needs that's in my life today. Let's read on in Exodus 16, 15. Go down to 15 there. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, watch this, what is it? For they did not know what it was. Okay, if you go back up to verse 15, which maybe I should have done that. Verse 15, this is what they were looking at. This is what they were talking about. What is it? Because it says when the dew was gone, in the morning there would be flakes that were on the ground, which was manna. That was the manna that God supplied every day. And manna in the Hebrew, guess what it is? What is it? What is it? It's not bread. It's not bread. What is it? That's exactly what it is. What is it? And you know what? God didn't name that. The Hebrew children did. The Israelite people did. They named that because it fell on the ground. And what is it? And some translations say that it was a seed. Some translations said that my Bible says that it was like frost, like a flake. We're fixing to get into that just a little bit more here in just a minute. And those flakes on the ground had to be gathered and then prepared. Listen to me, child of God. God supplies the bread, but we still have to put in the labor for the bread. We're going to get in that just in a minute. Go. God is the provider, but we still have to do our part for God. And trust me when I say this. Look at me. God honors hard work. He honors hard work. So they're talking about the manna that is on the ground. What is it? Okay, the end of verse 15 says, Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given us to eat. Watch this, verse 16. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need to take an omer, and an omer is about 3 pounds of this seed or this flake or whatever it was. It's about 3 pounds of that. For each person that you have in your tent, basically what you have in your house, you need to gather 3 pounds of that per person is what you need to do. Verse 17 says, the Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, one who gathered much did not have too much. Watch this right here. And the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. In other words, listen to me in Chad's terms right here, God provided exactly what they needed for them every day. Oh, glory to God. Listen to me, not what they wanted. Not what they wanted, what they needed in their life. Amen. So here's what I'm saying, this right here. We are to pray for our daily needs. If you have 1, 2, 5, 20, 25 in your household, in your family, then you need to pray for the needs of that family. Are you with me? You got 4 kids, you got 5 kids and a wife and all those. That's the needs that you need to pray for in that situation in your life right there. And I'm talking not just, listen to me, your food needs. I'm not talking about your food needs. I'm talking about your medical needs. I'm talking about your educational needs. I'm talking about your spiritual needs. I'm talking about your financial needs. That's what I'm talking about. Listen to me. If you run a business in your life right now, you're just not praying for your business, but you're praying for the people that is involved in your business and also their needs as well to be met every day. So God is saying, you pray for your need, and I, Jehovah Jireh, will meet that need. I will meet that need. God is your provider. And you know what? What is very strange is before I decided to, because most of y'all in here know that I'm retiring in May from my carpenter business, and my wife says, you're not that old. Why do you say retire? I've been doing it for 22 years. God's provided a really good living for me and my family. It's a test for me, because going to making the kind of money that I've made and stepping out, but that still small voice, God said, who is your provider? And I can't preach and teach the way that I do and say the things that I do if I don't live by example. And God's going to show the world that God's going to provide for me. And God said, I've blessed you in this, and Chad Lawrence, I will bless you in this next phase of your life. So I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm anxious. All right, now listen to me. Here's number two. Here's point number two. God wants us to ask for our spiritual needs. Now look at me. And I know that there's a lot of people that like to argue and debate this topic, And it's been an argument in the body of Christ for, I don't know, thousands of years. Probably about 1,700 years. About 300 years after Christ. That's when the church started going sideways. It's about 300 years after Christ left. So for about 1,700 years, whether or not this verse 11 in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us today our daily bread," is referring to our physical needs or our spiritual needs. Look at me, church. I think it's both. I think it's both of them. This is why I believe that it's both. There are so many places in God's Word that He meets our physical needs over and over and over again. But listen, He uses the word bread, not food. He uses the word bread and not food. This is why it has a spiritual side to it as well, because the word bread has a spiritual meaning in Scripture. And in Mark 7, the Lord is speaking to a woman in Mark 7. He tells her, freedom from bondage is the children's bread. Freedom from bondage is the children's bread. In simple terms, if you're a child of God, you can be free from bondage, which we talked about that. Amen? And God said, that's the bread that I supply. All through Scripture, the word bread has a spiritual meaning. John 6:31. If you want to turn there, that's fine, but it's going to be right here. John 6:31, it says, our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Verse 33 says, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Ooh, glory. And you know what? It's amazing to me, because we still do it today. It's amazing to me that how many times Jesus explained it over and over and over to the people of that time, of that day, and still today. And you know what? They still didn't get it. They still didn't get it, because in verse 34, they said, Lord, give us this bread then that you're talking about. And Jesus was basically like, you dummies, I am the bread. I am the, Jesus didn't say dummies. I am the bread, amen? I am that bread. Good Lord. So right here, that tells us that bread has a spiritual meaning to it, amen? Would you agree with that? Just shout out amen. And Jesus clarifies this spiritually, meaning when he is being tempted in the wilderness, which is in Matthew 4:4. Jesus answered, it is written. It is written. You know what? When he says it is written, it's usually back in the Old Testament somewhere. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God Almighty. Now turn to Deuteronomy 8:3. Turn to Deuteronomy 8:3, because I'm going to get a drink right quick. This sermon's not long. It's not a 50-minute sermon. Glory to God. Everybody's going, ooh, that's good. That's good. I have looked, and some of them have been kind of long here for a little while, but it's okay. Deuteronomy 8:3, it says this. It says, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone. Watch this right here. It says the same thing. Live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Okay, listen to me, church. Would it be all right when we pray for our daily bread that it's just not our physical needs, but is our spiritual needs as well? Would you believe that? Lord, would you give me the words that comes from your mouth today? And give me to help somebody else or to help me today. Listen to me, food for thought right here. How many of you have a situation in your life right now, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's marriage, whether it's your family, whether it's your job, do you have a situation right now in your life that you would be great if you got a word from the Lord every day? Mm-mm-mm. He said, give us today our daily bread. Listen, God is the provider of that manna every day in our life. every day. And Jesus said, that's physical food, but there's spiritual food as well that you need. That's the reason I tell you all the time that you need to be in the house of God and you need to read your word and you need to be praying. There's a spiritual side to that as well. And Jesus is saying this morning, you can ask me for a word today and the next day as well and the next day after that. All the time. And some of you are thinking, I don't know how to hear from God the way that you hear from Him. If you read this, God will speak to you through this. Because in John it says that the Word was with God and God was the Word. And then all of a sudden you go down here a little bit further and it says, this Word became flesh. And that was Jesus that dwelt among us. And He lived this Word. And if you read this Word, it will speak to you the way that it needs to be spoken to. Amen? And some of you are thinking, and somebody's car alarm's going off out there. Glory to God. Yeah. And some of you are thinking about just that. But listen to me. Listen to me right here. Not only does He want to take care of your physical needs in your life, He wants to feed you spiritually. Listen to me. He wants to feed you spiritually every day. Everybody look at me right here. Hey, quit looking at Braden. He wants to meet your physical needs every day and your spiritual need as well. How many of you have a spiritual low quite a bit? You know why you have a spiritual low quite a bit? It's because how many of you take the time in the morning to speak to God? Because I tell people, I'm not a big prayer at the end of the day. Because I find myself falling asleep when I'm in prayer. So all I pray is this, is God, keep me and my family until I wake up in the morning. And then in the morning, before I leave and after my family leaves, I talk to my Heavenly Father. And I may pick my word up for just a minute before I go and pick up everybody, before I go pick up Braden, and I read maybe just a verse or two. And I say, God, what are you speaking to me today in this right now? But that's the reason that we have a spiritual low in our life and the devil pounds on us and beats on us because we don't take time. But listen to me, the first thing that you're going to think about in the morning is getting something for breakfast. That daily manna that God is, that spiritual manna is just as important and probably more important in your life. Amen? I truly believe that the Lord wants to speak to each and every one of us all the time. But when the Lord's Prayer, listen to me, and I'm nearly done here, praise the Lord. The Lord wants to speak to you, but the Lord's Prayer, and like we've said before, is all asking. It's a request that you have to ask. And I know a lot of people say, well, the Lord knows what I'm going to say before but you've got to ask. You've got to ask Him for those things. Remember, it starts with praise, what we said last time. It starts with prayer. Hallowed be your name. And then all through there, it's a request. And then at the end, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. It ends in praise again. But listen to me. In the middle is you asking for these things in your life. God wants you to ask for your physical needs as well as your spiritual needs daily in your life. I truly believe that we stress over things in our life that we can't sleep at night. How many of you got things that you can't sleep at night? Glory to God, I don't have that problem. I don't. I've never, when my head hits the pillow, I'm done. And it's not because of something going on in my life. It's usually because I've wore myself out during the day working. But I'm out. But I truly believe that some of us can't sleep at night because we don't believe that the manna, because some of y'all stress over bills, some of y'all stress over things in your life, that you don't believe that manna will be there in the morning. I truly believe that. Whether it's financial, whether it's family, we stress out and we can't sleep. You need to know, listen to me, every morning that God's mercy and His grace is new and fresh every morning that you get up. The bread will be on the ground for that day. And Jesus tells us not to worry about tomorrow because why? Tomorrow's got its own problems. But God said, I'm interested in today. The Lord knows that you have need of, listen to me, He knows what you have need of before you even ask for that day. But you've got to ask, amen? And if He is faithful to take care of the flowers, the trees, and the animals, which the Bible says that, all the time, listen to me, He will be faithful to take care of you every day because you're that much more important than everything else that's going on. Don't worry about these things in your life. Stop worrying about the physical needs in your life that God is going to. We've all got jobs and we may not make what we want, but we make it, right? For exactly what we need. You realize that daily bread or manna, I told you a while ago, is a test. And it's the same way that tithing is a test. You believe, most people believe, I should say, that if you give that 10% to God and that other 90% will go as far as 100%. Do you believe that? When you give it to you? And He'll give that 10% back to you. Most people believe He'll give that 10% back to you running over. Listen to me, it's a test. And it's the same thing in the same place that God tests everybody else. And I can say that right here because it's in God's Word. God said, that's the only thing that you test me in that I will give back to you. And that's through tithing. That's through tithing. And the only reason that I say that is because I want you to be able to walk in God's blessings every day. Some of you say, well, that's the only $10 I got. Well, give that $10 in the name of Jesus Christ, and that $10 will probably turn into a 20 or a 30. I'm not going to sit here and limit God to whatever, but I'm telling you, God said that's the only thing that you can test me at. And I tell people all the time, you can't afford not to tithe because God is waiting to bless you if you'll tithe the way that you need to. There's a lot of people that don't even tithe the 10. Some people tithe a 20% or 30%. And I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you to do whatever God lays on your heart. But there's some people that has a trust in God so much, they say, 50% of my check goes, bam, gone. And I can take you to these people. And God has provided for them and blessed them more and abundantly than if they would have gave the 10%. God says, test me. Try me in this area. And I'll bless you, like I always say, I'll bless you socks plumb off. And it's true. The reason that the Lord supplied daily manna was for a test, and there was two tests. There was two tests for them. One of the tests was that they would gather too much each day. God wanted to see if they would go out and want to gather too much manna every day, because you know how we are. I know if a lot of you were starving to death today and I let you go to the grocery store and I told you you could only go spend $20 or some of you go spend $100 because the Lord may not provide for tomorrow. But that was a test, that too much each day, because some of them would believe that there may not be enough for tomorrow. And here's what happened. If they gather too much of that manna, if you'll read in Exodus, and I'll be honest with you, Exodus 16, if you want a good study this week, go read Exodus 16 and it's good. Go read it right there. But if they gather too much, then it would ruin, and the Bible says that it would have maggots in it by in the morning. If they gather too much. Listen, God didn't want them. God wanted them to trust Him for everything in for that day. Not for a couple days, but just that day. He wanted them to trust Him for one day of their life. Then the next day of their life. Trust me that there will be a tomorrow unless the good Lord comes back. Amen? Here's the next one. The children failed at miserably. On the sixth day, God said, I will provide enough for 2 days in your life. 2 days of your life. So they prepared all the manna. Then instead of just what they needed that morning or that day, they went ahead and prepared the whole meal for 2 days. You know what the Bible says? That second one for 2 days, it ruined. That it ruined. And God told Moses Himself, He said, how long will these people test me like this? How long will these people test me? And you know what, children, our church, we do the same thing today. There's something that comes up in your life and you can't study, you can't read, and you can't come to church. Instead of giving generously, we just hold on to it. And I'm going to refer back to tithing again because it's something the Lord wants to do. Because we feel like if we give too generously to something, God won't provide tomorrow. And listen to me, food for thought, another one right here. If you hold on to too more or too much than you need, listen to me, and I'm not saying that we don't need to put savings up and do all those other things. That's just fine and dandy. But if you're hoarding stuff when somebody else around you needs something, that's the reason I always tell people, if you've got two of something, that you need to give that two of something, the other one to somebody else. Because you know what? If you hold on to it, it's going to rot. Not many amens there. I'm not talking about saving, because like I said, savings is fine. But hoarding is what I'm talking about. Every day we need to ask God, listen to me, and I'm going to ask my praise team to come up here. We need to ask God for the physical things and the spiritual things in our life. Amen? Every day. Give us today our daily bread. That's exactly what that means. Give us today our spiritual needs and our physical needs, Lord, today. And listen to me. Here's the other thing that I always tell people. If you're not, and there's people in this community, in all communities everywhere, that has been going to church for 45 years, 50 years, that is worse off now than what they were 45 years ago. You know why? One, they're in a dead church. Two, they don't press into God and go deeper with God. God's will for you, one of His wills, and there's several things, but one of the wills of God in your life is for you to go deeper with Him every day. I've learned so much in the last 3 months of putting these things together that it's brought me closer to God. Things that I've learned, things that I did not know. But that's what God desires us to do. Quit worrying about tomorrow. Quit worrying about if I give to this too much or if I give to that too much. God will provide your needs because He's Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. I know that there is people that give in this church like I've never seen people give before. And I can take you to them right now and they will tell you that they're blessed, blessed, blessed because of it. Because they know that God is their provider. Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, there is needs in this house this morning. There is things that people have need of this morning in their life. And Holy Spirit, we ask You right now to show us what You want us to get out of this message this morning, Father. Father God, whether that's not trusting You like we need to, not being as committed as we need to, not being as obedient as we need to. So Father God, this morning, show us what You're trying to tell us. And Father God, we love You and we thank You for what You're about to do this morning. We thank You for the needs that are going to be met this morning in Jesus' name, because Father God, I know that You're Jehovah Jireh. I know that You're my provider, Father. I know, Father God, that tomorrow You're going to provide for me just like You've provided for today. And Father God, the same way spiritually You're going to provide for me today as You are tomorrow. And Father God, we love You and we thank You, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you something right quick before I open these altars up. Something the Lord just laid on my heart. If you don't desire those spiritual needs in your life, and you don't crave, because I believe that your spiritual needs is more important than your physical needs. I do, because one of these days, your spiritual needs is going to be eternal. It's going to be eternal. But if you don't give to those spiritual needs, you yourself is going to rot. you're going to be dead. It's like the countless people that are all around here that you see all the time. They're spiritually dead. We got people in this community that don't even believe in spiritual warfare, and the Bible just talks rampant about spiritual warfare and things going on. But they haven't gave to that spiritual need in their life. If you've got a need in your life this morning, I'm going to open up these altars. If you've got a need in your life, I want you to come to these altars and don't leave here until God meets that need this morning. Amen? If you're not trusting in Him fully and completely, I pray this morning that you'll trust Him completely to provide for you tomorrow and next week and next year, that He's going to provide. Amen? As they play this morning.